I'd like to change gears now and have a reading from Nisargadatta. I'm trying to cover this whole book. We've gone through about 31 pages so far, and there's another 120 pages to go. We'll do that tonight. I think this one today is extraordinary. Maharaj says, "I've been advised by my doctors not to talk, therefore I'm not talking." This is in the middle of a talk. Question: is there a desire not to die and lose your body? Maharaj: the sage is not concerned with that. Here he's so aloof, talks about himself, the sage. The question, is there a desire of the body, not of the self? You may say something like that. This is the administrative action of that beingness. It is a very complicated riddle. You have to discard whatever you know, whatever you have read, and have a firm conviction about that which nobody knows anything. He's talking about the absolute, your true nature as a subject. You can't get any information about that, and that's capitalized. And about that, you must have firm conviction. How difficult it is. And that's because he's always saying, you're not the body. You're not the I am. You're beyond that. And he says you have to have a conviction that you are beyond that and unknowable. You can't have knowledge of what you are as subject. Most people reach that state which is, and he's talking about I am-ness or beingness. Most people reach that state which is, but nobody reaches that state which is not. It is very rarely that one can reach that state. It transcends all knowledge. Most essential is the knowledge I am. Now here he's changing gears. Very rare is one that can reach that state which is beyond the I am. It transcends all knowledge, but then he changes back. Most essential is the knowledge I am. Claim it. Appropriate it as your own. If that is not there, nothing is. If that I am is not there, nothing is. Without the I am consciousness, there is no world. There is no knowledge. There is no existence. Without your I am, nothing is. If that is not there, nothing is. Knowledge of all stages, of all the stages, will be obtained only with the aid of this knowledge, I am. Knowledge of all the stages of existence. From objects in existence, to the I am, to consciousness itself, to that which lies beyond consciousness, is only obtained through the aid of this knowledge, I am. From the absolute no-knowing state, spontaneously this consciousness, I am, has appeared. There is no reason, no cause. Spontaneously it has come with the waking state, deep sleep state, the five elements, the three gunas, and prakriti and purusha, matter and spirit. Then it embraces the body as itself and therefore identifies as a male or a female. This I am-ness has its own love to be. It wants to remain, to perpetuate itself. But it is not eternal. Let me repeat that. From the absolute, no-knowing state, and that's the one you can't know about in any way, shape, or form because it's the subject. It can't be an object of knowledge. From the absolute no-knowing state, spontaneously, This consciousness, I am, has appeared. There is no reason, no cause. Spontaneously it has come, with the waking state, deep sleep state, the five elemental play, the three gunas, prakriti and purusa. Then it embraces the body. It identifies with the body, with your body. As itself, it identifies with the body as itself. I am takes on the identity of the body, and therefore identifies as a male or female. This I amness has its own love to be. It wants to remain, to perpetuate itself, but it is not eternal. This passing show may be likened to the following situation. Suppose I was well all along, then suddenly I was sick, and the doctor gave me medicine. After 3 days, my fever was gone. So this stage of fever for 3 days is like the I am consciousness. Exactly like that. A passing show. A time-bound state. This principle loves to be, and one must not belittle it. It is a very godly principle. This I amness contains the entire cosmos. Your I amness, your consciousness, which identifies with the body, actually contains the entirety of the cosmos. It is said that all of this is unreal. When is it certified as unreal? Only when one understands this temporary phase, and in the process of understanding, one is in the absolute, and from there recognizes this is a temporary unreal state. It's really important. It is said that all of this, the cosmos, is unreal. The body is unreal. When is it certified as unreal? When do you recognize it is unreal? Only when one understands that this is a temporary phase. And in the process of understanding, one is in the absolute. And from there recognizes this is a temporary unreal state. So who is it that recognizes that the I am and everything is just a passing state? It is the absolute. It is you as subject. You, the transcendental one, that recognizes all of this around you. The coming and going of consciousness, it is a temporary state. It is the absolute that recognizes this. And once you recognize it, you recognize that you're in the absolute state. You're the unchanging one. You're the one that recognizes the coming and going because you are permanent and eternal and untouched by consciousness. This is the crux of his teachings. In my present state, I am not able to talk much. The difficulty is that you have been accepting this as real, and I have to disprove this, and a lot of talking has to be done by me, which I am not in a position to do now. So, you go now. Do bhajans. That is chant. One more time. It is said that all of this is unreal. Robert used to say it all the time. It's all illusion. It's all appearance. It's all a mirage. Everything you see, hear, taste, and touch, the body is unreal. The furniture is unreal. The walls are unreal. All the things that you see around you are unreal. The thoughts are unreal. Nothing has substance. But he's saying something different. When is it made unknown? When is it certified that all of this is unreal? Where did that come from? Where did this concept that everything is unreal come from? Or where do you know it? When do you really know it? Only when one understands this temporary phase. When one understands that everything just passes, it comes and goes, it comes and goes. And in the process of that understanding, one is in the absolute. This is an understanding. This is the knowledge of the absolute about what it is seeing and perceiving about the nature of reality. And from there, recognizes this is a temporary unreal state. Who is it that recognizes the temporary eternal state? Well, it can only be that which is permanent, eternal. Only that which is in rest and is not moving itself can recognize the movement of consciousness and sees it's just a passing thing and sees that it is separate from me. The coming and going of consciousness is seen by me who is removed from the coming and going of consciousness. It's an object to me. I witness it. I see its coming and going. I see its impermanent. And who is this I that sees the impermanence? This is the absolute I, the absolute, the one who does not change and therefore recognizes change. This is the one who sees consciousness saying, I am. This is the I at the center of I am, going deeply, deeply beyond consciousness, into the root, into the absolute, which cannot be known itself, and from which you know, and from which you act. That's page 32. Now on page 33. For you, I am expounding very secret knowledge about your own beingness, how it came about. That is what I'm talking about. This play is just happening. You're not playing a part. When you are ignorant, you think you are playing a part in this manifest world. There is no one working deliberately. It is happening spontaneously. You cannot claim anything in this process. When you are thoroughly knowledgeable, you will come to the conclusion that this beingness is also an illusion. There is no one working deliberately. It is happening spontaneously. You cannot claim anything in this process. Now, the question, who recognizes that it is illusion or ignorance? And this is the crucial question. Maharaj, only that one recognizes or witnesses all that is... Let me see, that sentence doesn't make sense. Who recognizes that is illusion or ignorance? Only that one recognizes or witnesses all that as ignorance. Only that one, the absolute, the unchanging, the pure sentience element of we are sentience, the cognizer, awareness. Only that one recognizes or witnesses all that is in ignorance. That one cannot understand that one. That one cannot understand that one. He can only witness and understand the ignorance. He can only witness and understand only the ignorance. The one who recognizes all of this as ignorance, that one is knowledgeable. The one who recognizes all of this as ignorance, that one is knowledgeable. That's the basic I, the basic absolute me, is knowledgeable. And the knowledge is the I am, which flowers out of the absolute. Why are you calling me Yanni and listening to my talks? Because I have recognized and understood that child ignorance, the I amness, and have transcended that. Finally, you have to understand that the principle which you are using to talk, to move about, and operate in the world is not you. In other words, the I amness, the consciousness, the body, is not you. It's the knower of you.